Hello, can you hear me? Thank you, Kanade, for giving us the floor. So, transnational corporations are one of the major violators of the right to development worldwide. Since the 1990s, the unrestricted advancement of neoliberalism led to the adoption of several multilateral and bilateral agreements on trade and investments that favors TNCs, while ignoring human rights. Today, these entities are regarded as privileged agents of development by advocates of neoliberal globalization. The extensive privatization of public services, coupled with the liberalization of economic systems of the countries of the Global South, has strengthened their position to such an extent that they now dominate the production and distribution of goods and services on a global scale. Their rampant seek for profit has destroyed entire communities, leading to the systematic violation of people's right to self-determination, while nature and biodiversity, well, they're just highly lucrative commodities. Therefore, of course, TNCs' predatory practices constitute a direct barrier to people's rights to development. In this sense, affected communities, social movements, and other civil society organizations have been pushing for the elaboration of what we have been talking about here, a strong UN legally binding instrument that can ultimately end corporate impunity. An effective regulation of transnational corporations goes hand in hand with the implementation of people's rights to self-determined and decolonized development. Peoples and states should no longer bear the burden of transnational corporations' activities that prioritize the profit of a few over the rights of many. Therefore, we encourage the expert mechanism on the right to development to amplify its engagements with the Working Group on Transnational Corporations, highlighting how the right to development framework can help us build a solid legally binding treaty to stop corporate impunity once and for all, and also vice versa, explaining how the elaboration of this treaty will be instrumental for the fulfillment of the right to development. These are the considerations we would like to make now. Thank you so much for giving us the floor.